You're listening to That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
With the words disinterested and uninterested, it's not that a distinction has been lost, but rather that a distinction has been intentionally created.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Rebecca. Very interested to be here.
I see what you did there. We have a question this week from Amy, whose pet peeve is when disinterested and uninterested are used synonymously. Amy wants to know, doesn't disinterested mean impartial and uninterested mean indifferent? How are you using it, Anne, just now?
Well, I am very interested. I am curious. I am not indifferent to be here. I can't believe we haven't talked about this peeve on the radio yet, Rebecca. This is a peeve that comes up a lot. And I looked in our archives. We hadn't talked about it yet. So thank you, Amy, for making sure that Rebecca and I talk about this on the air.
For showing interest.
I see what you did there, Rebecca. Now, Rebecca, in your work, has anyone enforced a distinction here for you?
No, they haven't. And when I saw this question, I had to think back if I ever, I think I just work around it. And I don't even know if I ever thought about there being a difference. Instead of uninterested, I'd probably just say not interested. And instead of disinterested, I'd probably say impartial or something like that.
Well, and that's a great way to avoid the ambiguity that is here. Amy is identifying a distinction that grammarians have been trying to make in the 20th century. And there has been quite a kerfuffle about this in the 20th century. But if you go back, which of course I do as a historian of the language, you discover that the ambiguity has been there for hundreds of years. And this is what I mean. If you look at the history of uninterested, it shows up in the 1600s, and its first meaning is impartial. And then by the 1700s, it takes on the meaning of unconcerned or indifferent, took no interest in. And it has held on to that meaning until today. So that's uninterested. And then you get disinterested, mid-1600s, it shows up with two meanings. It has been ambiguous from the get-go. You see it meaning without interest or concern, and you see it meaning impartial or free from bias or motive. I was going through the Oxford English Dictionary and found in the 1600s a quote describing someone as disinterested of worldly matters, right? So they're just not concerned with them, as well as a disinterested arbiter, an impartial arbiter. So we've had this going on since the 1600s. Because I know some people think this is recent, I pulled this quote from 1928. This is from The Story of a North Sea Air Station. And the quote is, "Being disinterested with the rest of the proceedings, I opened the file and began to read the theory of wave transmissions."
So they were bored. It has nothing to do with partiality. They were bored.
They were bored, and so they started reading about wave transmissions.
Which also sounds boring.
So what we're seeing is that disinterested has been able to mean both. It looks like there may have been a dip there for a while in the meaning of not concerned or curious about. And it's also true that the majority of the time now, disinterested is used to mean impartial. But the fact is, it is used to mean both. I could make the argument that it would be helpful if we would differentiate these two and say uninterested always means not having curiosity or concern, and disinterested always means impartial. But I really don't think that's going to happen. And here's one issue. Think about the noun. If someone shows that they're not curious, they show disinterest.
Oh, and you can't show uninterest.
That's right. So if you want a noun for impartial, what we tend to use is disinterestedness.
I don't like that. That is a lot of S's.
But it can help with the ambiguity. I think, Rebecca, your strategy of rely on context, and also if you want to make sure you're not ambiguous, particularly for the impartial meaning, use something like impartial.
Just work around it. Thanks so much, Anne.
Always happy to dive into the ambiguity.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words.
We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.